Hello and welcome to another main menu review by Asmodian, Raul Gallegos. Today I will be reviewing a game from ESP Softworks called Dynamon. Dynamon is a maze-style game where your object is to clear the maze of electrons. Each level in Dynamon consists of five grids that are stacked on top of each other. Each grid features its own type of maze. You're able to travel between each grid level by the use of transports. Once you clear all five grids of all the available electrons, you complete that level and begin the next level. Each new level makes the gameplay faster and more difficult. There are also obstacles to avoid and bonus items to collect in the game. The game has two modes, full retail mode and demo mode. If you purchase the game, you will have received a registration key, which you can use to activate the product. Otherwise, the game will operate in demo mode for 15 days, at which time it will expire. One of the exciting features about this game is its speaker configuration. It's developed to use quadraphonic speaker setups. And that way, if you have a rear left and rear right channel speakers, you can take advantage of these for gameplay. Now I'm going to go ahead and activate the game. What I've done already is disabled my screen reader. And I'm in a games submenu, which I created on the desktop. It's actually just a folder, which has the shortcut keys.
Welcome to the game grid. Select menu item.
Okay. Game. We are at the very top of the menu here, and the first option is start game.
High scores.
There's high scores, which is not available in the demo.
Test speakers.
Test speakers, what that'll do is play a sound going from your left to your right speakers. With these types of games, it is definitely important to have them in the correct mode or in the correct configuration.
Sound descriptions.
We're going to do the sound descriptions so that you can have an idea of what sounds to listen for when I play the game and talk about it.
Custom maps.
One of the nice things about Dynamon is that you can make your own maps so that you can share the grids with your friends or different mailing list if you so choose, and that way you have more variety so you're not stuck with just the defaults. This feature is also only available when you purchase the game.
Exit game.
And there's the option to exit the game and go back to your desktop. Once I hit down arrow again,
start game.
We are at the beginning of the menu where we can start the game. Let's go ahead and go down to sound descriptions.
High school test sound descriptions.
Use the up and down arrow keys to listen to the sound descriptions. Press escape to exit.
Okay.
Your footsteps.
We're going to go ahead and do that. That first sound was player footsteps. That's as you're walking along the corridors inside the maze.
Player footsteps.
And I'm going to press down again.
Eating an electron.
Okay, that's the sound that's going to be made when you eat the electrons. Now, since you're going to be traveling pretty quickly, you will hear that sound, you know, as you pass the electrons, because the electrons are filled in the corridors pretty much.
Capacitor power up.
As I mentioned before, the capacitor is what protects you from the Spark Brothers, and you have to go and touch one of these to get protected. Now, when you touch them, it's going to make this following sound.
Capacitor discharge.
And it's going to discharge its electricity into you, protecting you from the Spark Brothers. Now, what that's going to do is leave the capacitor unusable for several seconds. Then you'll hear this sound.
Capacitor recharging.
Once it's recharged, it's available for use again.
Center of the game grid.
Now, as you travel along in the northeast, west, and south compass directions, it could be easy to get lost and not know exactly what part of the game grid you're on. One of the nice things about this game is it gives you this type of feedback, so you know if you're hearing this sound, you're in the center of the grid.
Center of the game grid.
And that feature you can turn off while you're playing.
Warping to lower level.
When you go from one of the upper mazes that are stacked on top of each other to a lower one, that's the sound you hear. And to go up from a lower one to a higher one, you'll hear this one.
Warping to upper level. Warp transport pad.
Now, the warp transport pads are located in the outside edges of the north center, south center, east center, and west center of the grid. You'll hear them by that sound.
Warp transport pad.
And again, as I'm playing the game, I'll be able to stop and show you the sound so you can actually listen to them interactively.
Bouncing coil of wire.
Now, the coil of wire is what I was mentioning earlier that you have to obtain in order to fix a short circuit in the corridor. Whereas another option would be to just avoid that part of the corridor, but you get extra points if you do catch the bouncing coil of wire. And also, that sometimes there are electrons in that area which you need to pass and fix.
Catching bouncing coil.
Okay, and that's when you catch the coil.
Spark.
And there's one of the sparks. There's four of them that are going to get randomly placed in the game, and they're going to chase you.
Catching spark.
And again, that's when you catch the spark. Again, as a reminder, you do have to be protected from the capacitor, which we showed the description of that earlier.
Open circuit.
There's the open circuit. It's a short circuit, I've been calling it, but it's an open circuit. You have to have the coil of wire to be able to repair that. Now, in order to find out how many coils of wire you do have, in case you do forget, you can press the letter C while you're playing, and that will give you a number telling you how many you have.
Repair open circuit with coil.
And that's the sound you hear when you do fix that open circuit.
Player appears on grid.
And that's what you hear at the beginning of the game when it starts.
Player loses a life.
And that'll happen if you fall through an open circuit because you didn't have a coil of wire to repair it, or if a spark catches you and you're not protected from the capacitor.
Hit wall at dead stop.
Some of the mazes have just a corridor which ends at a dead end, and that's the sound you would hear as you approach it.
Invalid direction or command.
If you're traveling east, for example, if you're traveling east and you try to turn north and there is no north, you'll hear that sound.
Electrons available down passage indicator.
Yeah.
And as you're traveling, this is what was a little confusing at first to me anyway. As you're traveling down the passages, down the corridors, you're going to hear a panning sound. It's a little beep, which I'll get to in just a moment, which tells you if the corridor is going to branch off to the left or to the right or go straight, or not straight ahead, but rather branch off into either direction, like a T-intersection. And if there's electrons in that corridor, you'll hear that yum sound, and that way you know whether to turn down that corridor or not to get that. I'll go ahead and play the sound again.
Electrons available down passage indicator.
Yum.
Okay, so if you hear that, you know that there's electrons there that you need to catch. Remember, you have to eat all the electrons in order to pass to the next level.
Passage indicator.
There is the passage indicator. That's what tells you if there's a passage to the left or to the right or in both directions. Now, in mono, for the main menu review, you will not be able to hear this stereo effects of the game. However, if you're listening to this in stereo, you will be able to hear those either on the left or on the right as I play.
Flipping directions.
And that's basically if you're traveling east, you flip directions and you'd be traveling west, or if you're traveling north, you'll flip directions and travel south.
Electrons on grid section scan.
Yep.
Okay, the grid section scan, what that does is it plays sounds to kind of indicate what's left on the map. And that way, if you're having trouble finding the remainder of the electrons and you're not sure exactly where they're at, meaning you're not sure if maybe they're on the northeast corner of the map or the southwest or maybe they're in the center of the map, you press the home key while you're playing and it's going to basically do a quick scan of what's available. It basically will do it from upper left all the way to the right, and then go lower, a little bit lower, starting again at the left, go to the right, go a little bit lower. So it think of it as if you have a sheet of paper with six lines of text, think of it as if you're reading from left to right, top to bottom, and it'll do that for the whole grid so that you're aware of where the electrons are. Now, the electrons, to tell you that there's some there, it will play that quick yum sound. So if you hear yum sound on the first pass right about the middle, then you know that there's some electrons at the top part of the map toward the north. And again, that could be a little confusing, so I will do that during the gameplay.
Empty scan space.
That sound means there's nothing there, meaning that if there were electrons there, they're not there anymore, so it kind of gives you an idea. If you hear a whole bunch of these sounds, and then you hear the yum sound, and then a whole bunch more, that kind of gives you an idea that it's maybe in the middle of that particular part of the map.
Dynaman position during scan.
And that sound tells you where Dynaman is located. So if you are at the southern center of the map, you'll hear that on the last scan.
Coil position during scan.
And again, if you want to find a coil because you need one to repair an open circuit, the grid scan will tell you approximately where it's at, so you can try and go and chase it and catch it.
Turning down passage.
Now, the turning down passage sound is something you can toggle on or off, and it's sort of like a whooshing sound. I had it on for a while, but after a bit I turned it off. It is off by default. I just had it on to try it, and it just makes that kind of sound to let you know that you have turned down a new passage.
Player footsteps.
And we're back to player footsteps. Okay, let's go ahead and go to start game.
Custom set test high score. Start game. Select difficulty level. Easy.
Now we have three difficulty levels: easy, medium, and hard. In the easy level, the sparks and the coils wander around randomly throughout the maze grid, and you don't get as many points. In the hard level, the sparks will actually try and chase you, whereas the coils will actually try to avoid you. So that's something to keep in mind. I'm going to go ahead and stick with the easy.
Grid level 1.
Okay, we're at grid level 1. Now, we always start off at the very bottom part of the map, which is the bottom center. And as you hear that sound, you can hear the capacitor, but even more loudly you can hear that sound right there. That means that you're at an actual warp. So you start off in the warp alcove. Now to move, you press the up arrow, and that moves you forward. Now once you move forward, it's going to keep you moving forward until you either hit a dead stop at a wall, or you press the end key to stop. Up arrow goes forward, left and right. Here comes a coil of wire. It's going to come toward me even though I'm not moving. And I just caught the coil of wire. I have to be careful because if a spark brother comes by, I have to move out of the way. What I was saying is that the left and right arrows will make 90 degree turns to the left or to the right. Up moves forward and keeps you moving forward until you hit a wall or till you stop. And down will flip you 180 degrees. So if you're heading west, it'll make it so you start heading east. So now we're at the very bottom center of the grid, as I mentioned. This grid is basically a square which has corridors lining the outside edge of the square, so that I can go all the way. Since I'm at the bottom center, I'm at the south center, I can go west, which is a left turn from where I'm at, all the way to the end, and then go north all the way to the upper left corner, which is the northwest corner. I hear another coil. And then I can go east all the way and across the top of the map, and then south again, making a full square. Now the center of it are east-west corridors separated by walls. Now what I'm hearing in the background, in the distant background, is there's some sparks on this level, so I better get moving. I'm going to go ahead and turn left, so I'm heading west. Oh, here comes another quail. Maybe I'll turn right, so I'm heading east. Here comes the quail. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and turn right. Now, first I want to see how many quails I have.
Two.
Okay, I just hit the letter C. Two quails. I'm going to go ahead and turn right, so I'm heading east. And you're going to hear Dynamen chewing up the electrons. Here goes. Okay, you're hearing him chew. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn west, making 180 degrees. Now when I did that, it said yum, because that means that they're still...
Yum. Grid level 1.
That meant that there's still electrons there, and one of the sparks just got me. So I'm going to go ahead and go west this time. You always start off at the same point, no matter where you die in the game. Now I'm getting closer to the capacitor. Now when I touch the capacitor, it's going to discharge. Okay, there, discharge. Now it's going to charge up in just a few seconds. And there it goes. Now what you're hearing, the little alarm sound, is an open circuit. Okay, that is dead ahead to the north. So I just turned right, and I'm about to go forward north. As I approach the short circuit, the open circuit, I'm going to fix it with the coil of wire,
two.
Because I have two of them. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the up arrow key to move forward, and you're going to also hear me chewing the electrons. Okay, I just fixed that open circuit. Now, as I was traveling, you kept hearing the sound, the corridor sound, telling me that there's turns followed by a quick yum. What that means is those are some of the corridors that where I can turn to head off to the east, and it's full of electrons. So I'm going to go ahead and finish this grid by going north, and it's going to take me to the very northwest corner. So that's where I'm at now, right in front of one of the capacitors. I'm going to turn east, so now I'm heading along the north side, all the way to the northeast side. Now I'm going to turn south, so I'm going to be heading to the southeast. And then I'm going to turn west. Now you hear him just walking. It's a little different sound there. That's because there's no electrons there, because I've already eaten them. I'm back where I started originally. There's another coil. It's just bouncing randomly, so it actually comes toward me. Now, as I was mentioning, in the hard level, they actually avoid you. Now, what I need to do is turn north, but as soon as I hear... Oh, there's another short circuit. Maybe I should go fix that so I'll get more points. Okay, there we go. What I was saying is that now that I've gotten all the electrons on the outside of the grid, I'm going to travel along... Here comes another coil. Oh, it left. I'm going to travel along the corridors that are in the middle. They all go east to west, and they're in the middle. So they're all horizontal. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. There's a turn. So here goes. Now I'm heading east. Okay, now I am at the far east end, not quite toward the north. I'm going to go ahead and press the home key. Now what this does is a scan of the grid to tell me where I have electrons left. Now, what you're going to hear is the chirping sound for an empty space, and a quick yum sound for the electrons that are left over. So here goes. Okay, that tells me that I have about two rows of empty space, because you heard that panning twice. Then I have about another two rows of full of electrons, and that there's also a coil on the grid. And I do hear the coil bouncing there. I'm going to go ahead and turn south and try to catch it before it leaves. And there he is. I'm going to get him. Got him. And there's another... there's another open circuit. Let me go ahead and fix that. There we go. Now I'm heading north. Now, if you forget in what direction you're heading, you can always stop and press the Enter key.
South.
And, oh, I'm heading south. And that'll tell you what direction you're heading. So I want to head north.
North.
There we go. Now I'm heading north. Now what I'm going to do is go to this other hallway here. And this other hallway. Now, I just hit stop. I'm sort of stopped halfway between east and west.
East.
And I'm traveling east. Now to my right, I'm currently hearing that there's a sound that's telling me that I'm toward the center of the grid. Now if I press the home key, it's going to make the beep of the Dynaman position right around the middle, which should be about the third or fourth scan. So here's the home key. Empty, empty, empty. So there's one row left of electrons. And because of the fact that it played those first, and then on the next row that it scanned, it played my position, that tells me that they're north of me. I'll do it again to show you. Empty, empty, electrons. Okay, there's actually two rows, I just noticed that. Now you can control the speed of how the scan does, in case that's too fast and it's hard to keep up. If you do that with control page up and control page down, that will slow or speed up that scanning speed. I'm going to go ahead and slow it down with control page down. So it's making a chirping sound that's getting lower in pitch. Now I'm going to go ahead and press home, and this time the scanning will be slower. Okay, that tells me that to the west of me there's more electrons. So I'm going to go ahead and travel west. Oh, there they are. I'm eating those. Oh, there's another open circuit. Okay, now, I'm just about done with the electrons in this grid here. I'm going to go ahead and press home again so I can do another scan. Empty, empty, empty. Sounds like there's four electrons left, and there's also a coil. Now, I'm in that same row that those last electrons are, so once I eat them all, I'm going to get a notification telling me that everything on this grid is done, and I can go ahead and go to the next one, which is above me. As I had mentioned before, you can slow the scanning down with control page up and control page down. I'll put it at the slowest. And that's if you're not used to how fast it goes. But if that takes forever, you can also control page up and make it real fast. There's the fastest. Now the scan is real fast. So if you know what to listen for, that scan is actually okay. I'm going to put it right around the middle there. There we go, that's decent. You can also speed up and slow down the speed of how Dynaman walks. Right now it's sort of a brisk walk, is what I would call it. I'll show you. Sort of a brisk walk there. Now, what I can do is I can speed them up by just pressing page up or page down. So, page down will slow them down. Now, if I hit up arrow, he's going real slow. And this is if you want to be able to not miss any turns or catch a feel of what the maze is like. It also slows down the coils and the spark people. You can also speed it up, and that's with page up. Okay, there's the fastest. Now, listen. Now he's running. With this, I only recommend this if you already know what the maze looks like. I'm going to go ahead and slow this down. There we go. I'm gonna go ahead and eat the final electrons here that have been waiting for me. And then we're gonna go to the next one so I can explain the other one.
Grid complete.
Okay, grid is complete. I'm gonna go ahead and fix that open circuit.
Zero.
Oh, I can't fix the open circuit because I have zero coils. I would lose a life if I did that. So now what I'm gonna do then, instead of fixing an open circuit, is I'm going to avoid it. And I'm gonna go find a warp. I'm at the very northeast corner right now, so I'm gonna travel west. And there's an alcove with the warp pad. One of the nice features of this game is that it has a feature where if you know a turn is coming up to go left or right, you can make that turn. You can press the left or the right arrow key, and once you approach that turn, it'll make it for you. And this way, in case you're traveling real fast or if you just want to make sure you don't miss it, then you can do that. So when I was traveling west, I knew that the warp alcove pad was going to be coming up, and it was going to be to my right, which is at the very top center north of the grid. So as soon as I was traveling west, I just hit my right arrow, and as soon as it got to that passage where it was able to turn, it went ahead and did so. To move up between levels to warp up or warp down is control up or control down, respectively. So I'm going to control up. Now, since I was in the north alcove, I am still in the north alcove. However, this time it places me facing south so that I don't actually have to worry about backing up or anything like that. Now, if I do a scan with the home key here, you're going to hear a whole bunch of yumps because none of the electrons have been eaten in this game, or in this map grid. Okay, so that tells me that right around the center of the map, there is empty space, but that's okay. Okay, so now I'm traveling. And as I travel through all the corridors, I'm hearing the yums if there's electrons on my left or my right. So I'm just eating those up, finding where there's electrons. Now this one here has a couple of hallways which end at nothing. Like right here. There it is. I'm trying to turn left and right. I'm trying to turn left and right and it's not working. That's because I can't. So I'm going to have to back out. But I did need to go in there because of the fact that there was electrons that I needed to eat. So there are hallways that you are going to use even though they dead end. And this second map grid has this type of hallways. And as soon as I'm done with all the electrons on this grid, it's going to give me that notice that tells me that I'm done. And I'm just about done. Now,
west.
I'm facing west. I would like to know approximately how many electrons I have left. I'm going to go ahead and hit the home key. Okay, that tells me that there's a whole row toward the very south end that hasn't been eaten, and a few on the west side toward the south end. I'll do it again. North, as it goes south. Okay, so that means I need to go south. And I found the two rows there, so I'm going to go to that shorter one, eat them off of that, and then I'm going to go to the south row, and then eat all those, and then I'm going to finish with the grid.
Grid complete.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go up to the fourth grid. I'm not going to show them all. But what I'd like to find is a spark so that you can hear what it sounds like when one of the sparks is eaten. And here comes a spark. See if I can find him here. There he is. So there I got him. Now, my protection is gone, so I need to find a capacitor to protect myself again. So I'm going to go ahead and go to one of the corners, and I'm approaching it. And I just got another spark brother, which means I just lost my newly acquired protection. So now I'm going to one of the other corners, and I just got protected again. So this game is... There's another spark. This game is a lot like Pac-Man in the sense that the spark brothers are like the ghosts, and the electrons are like the pellets that Pac-Man eats. And it looks like all the Spark Brothers were in this location, because I've gotten three or four of them now. Now, as you can hear in the background, there is ambience there, which we can turn off. Let me go to a quieter part of the... Okay, there, I just died. So the Spark Brother caught me, and I didn't have a protection from the capacitor. So I'm going to go ahead and get some protection. There we go. Now, I just hit end key to stop. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the ambience so you can hear the difference, how much quieter it is. There's a short circuit. Fixed it.
On.
Now what I did is I turned on the sound that makes the whooshing when you make turns, and that's with the T key. So I'm gonna make a right turn, and it just whooshed. Left turn. Left turn. Right turn. Right turn. I'm going to go ahead and turn that off now. Here comes a spark brother. So there's a coil.
Off.
Okay, I'm near the center of the grid right now. I'm going to go ahead and toggle that sound off. And that was with the G key. So now those are off. Now the game's quieter. That's pretty much how you play Dynamon.
Select menu item. Start game.
This is one of those games that can go on and
exit
on.
Game.
Exiting program.
Okay, well, I've gone ahead and exited the game. One thing to note is that just like almost any accessible game that's out, you don't really need to have your screen reader on to play it. And once you purchase the game, you get a code to unlock it. It's a key, rather. You type in the key along with your name in the box, and it will fully activate all the functions of the game. To find out information about this game, you can visit ESP Softworks. The address is www.espsoftworks.com. And that's all together. There's no dashes, no underscores. It's just espsoftworks.com. You can find Dynamon, which you can download. It's about 35 megs. So if you are on a dial-up connection, it will take some time. One of the other nice features about the Dynamon game is the fact that it has a map editor. When we went through the options earlier, you saw that it had a custom map option from the main menu, which again is only available for registered users. This custom map option allows you to pick custom maps to load so that you can play different map configurations that other people have made. So along with the game, you get the editor, which allows you to create your own maps. I will be reviewing the map editor on another review. In the meantime, happy gaming. You have been listening to another review from Asmodian, Raul Gallegos. If you need to contact me with any questions or comments regarding this review, feel free to send me email. The address is asmodian@acbradio.org. Asmodian is A-S-M-O-D-E-A-N. You can also visit my website at www.asmodian.net. Thank you and have a nice day.
That's all from Main Menu this week. Thanks to our contributors. Don't forget, of course, you can listen to Main Menu on demand on the web at allthews.acbradio.org/mainmenu.html.